Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my video podcast, Desire Without Resistance, How to Manifest Everything You Want by Letting Go of All Resistance that Blocks Your Desires from Coming to You. Because easy desire manifests easily. Seems logical. Desperate need blocks your desire from coming to you because you're focused on the lack of what you want, and so it doesn't come to you. Easy, non-resistant, fearless, allowing, expecting desire manifests easily without struggle because you're offering no resistance that can block your desires from coming to you. Because the universe of creation, in tune with the law of attraction, wants you to have everything and anything that you desire and is 100% without judgment arranging all of the cooperative elements in vibrational and physical reality to make those dreams and desires come true. But the universe cannot impose your desires upon you against your own will. In other words, if you say, I want that, but then you say or think, but I don't have the money or I don't deserve it, etc. The universe says, all right, your wish is granted. And you will continue to not have the money for your desire. Or you'll continue to feel like you don't deserve to have your desire or whatever it is. The universe cannot say, well, I see that you want that, but you also believe that you don't have the money for it, so I'll give it to you anyway, you know, because I'm looking out for. Sorry, the universe is not a fairy godmother granting wishes to downtrodden maidens and downtrodden princes to be. So the rule to getting what you want is to have easy general desires, not angst-filled, burning, having a dream that makes you cry kind of thing, having a why that makes you cry. Burning desires burn you because they're too hot for you to handle. A passionate, specific, burning desire is perfect, but only if you have no resistance or fears about receiving it or not. About receiving, or you're trying to prove that you deserve it or anything like that. But if you're not quite at that allowing, believing, surrendered state yet, then a more general feeling-oriented desire is a much better course of action, because when you're in that general, easy, and allowing state, the universe can give you everything you want. And the key to having that easy, allowing state is not making your desire be a condition for your happiness. Did you get that? The key to having and getting everything you want is to have an easy, and the key to, and that is to have an allowing state. And the key to having an allowing state is not making your desire a condition of your happiness. If the manifestation of that desire is an imperative condition for your joy, then you are in big trouble, because your happiness and your prosperity and your well-being and your fulfillment are all at the mercy of conditions outside of yourself that you have absolutely no control over. You don't have any control over external conditions of reality whatsoever, contrary to what they might tell you. The only thing you have any control over are your own thoughts, and therefore your own vibrational state, and therefore your feeling state. And your emotions are the indication of that vibrational state of prosperity or lack, or whatever the issue is. So the key to easy, non-resistant manifestation is to get happy first. Then what you desire that matches that happy vibrational state will then manifest. In fact, it has to. It is law, because that is how the law of attraction works. It's the law of the universe. And another key to generating that easy allowing state is to be more general in regards to your desire. being specific is more powerful, but unless you are first in an allowing state and believe that you can have what you want without offering any resistance, being specific will just shoot yourself in your own foot. So go general, go general, go general, and then when you're in a high vibrational state, then you can go more specific. Instead of, I want $1 million, say, I want to feel very prosperous. I want more than enough money to pay for everything in my life and have a lot left over to play with and have fun with. Instead of, I want that specific girl or that specific boy or that specific non-gender specific human or that specific ET from Orion or whatever or whoever. Instead, be more general. Because in truth, you know, say something like, I want a happy relationship. I want to experience the joy of wonderful relationships. Because in truth, what you really, 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 really want is the feeling, not that specific person that will give you that feeling. And so instead of being so specific in regards to your desires, talk about more of why you want it. And you don't need a specific amount of money to make you happy, as an example. You just want to be happy and prosperous and feel free and feel fulfilled in general, regardless of how much money you have or don't have. What you want is to generally be happy and prosperous and healthy and feel vital and feel fulfilled and excited and creative and feel love in general. And you don't need any specific person to be in your life or act in any certain ways for you to experience those joyful feelings, contrary to what you might believe. And you don't need any specific amount of money or any specific financial situation to ensure your prosperity or happiness or freedom, because no condition determines your happiness and prosperity. You're happy regardless of conditions. That's where you want to be. I'm happy regardless of conditions. Remember, it's get happy first, then what you desire that you know will make you happy, those desires just that match your state of happiness will naturally be attracted to you. And your state of happiness, because like attracts like. That's how the universe works. That's how the law of attraction works. Whatever you're vibrating, the universe is going to give you more of that. It is impossible to attract the opposite of what you're vibrating. And here's why some people have such a hard time believing that the law of attraction is real, and who erroneously believe in a mythical law of assertion, where unwanted things can supposedly assert themselves upon you against your will, and unwanted people can assert their will upon you. But that is not possible, because this is a universe of attraction, not assertion. It's just that those doubtful people don't understand their own vibration and the fact that vibration is what creates reality, not words. The universe does not speak your language, regardless of what it is. It only understands your vibration. The universe only hears and feels your vibration, not your words. So if you say, I want this, but you're vibrating a lack of what you want, or vibrating, I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve it, or I haven't struggled enough to deserve it, then you're not going to get what you want. Because this is not a universe of assertion that will assert your desires upon you, even though you're vibrating something contrary. And they tend to mistakenly, people that make that mistake, they tend to believe that in an interventionist puppet master style of God, who, if we deserve it, and we have proved our worth enough by believing certain statues and lies and agreements and bullshit, then the white-bearded judgmental overlord will assert his will and goodness and mercy upon you, even if you are vibrating the complete opposite of goodness. Law of attraction doubters don't understand that you can't ask for one thing but then vibrate the complete opposite and expect to get what you want despite yourself. And you can't ask for one thing, vibrate the complete opposite, and then expect God to come to your rescue and give you what you want just by yourself because you've been a good little obedient, religiously oriented, moralistic rule follower and creed believer. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. Because God's source is not a judgmental God, but an unconditionally loving God. And God's source is not separate from you. You are God, you are source, and God's source does not have to prove anything to itself. So you don't have to prove your worth to get what you want from the mythical fairy godfather, and you don't have to prove your worth by how much you have struggled and suffered to get what you want. In fact, if you believe that you need to prove your worth, struggle and suffer to get what you want, it is guaranteed that you won't get what you want. Or if you believe that you must follow a set of rules and regulations and commandments and believe certain ways to deserve to get what you want, again, it is guaranteed that you won't get what you want, but you will get more of what you are vibrating, which is more situations where you must prove your worth to God and other people. And you will get more and more struggle and more suffering until you figure out that struggle is optional, not mandatory. And you figure out that the universe, God, source, all that is, unconditionally wants you to have everything you want without conditions, without you having to prove anything. Source does not judge your desires as being good or bad or unworthy or unrealistic or impossible or immoral or sinful, etc., etc., etc. There are no requirements from Source for you to prove your worth by how much you have suffered or struggled or proved how good you are. And no requirements to prove that you have struggled and suffered more than the next guy. And there are no mandates to believe Neanderthalic, childish, punishing, father religious nonsense that is built upon exclusivity rather than inclusivity and built upon control and powerlessness and unworthiness, which are all complete lies. Where humans have remade God into its own image and erroneously believes in humanity's unworthiness and being lesser than God rather than the truth, that humans were made in the image of God, which means we are God. We are source. Humans are source. God, all that is, not lowly, sinful, faulty wretches trying to earn or learn our way into heaven or be granted immortality. Immortality is a given. We're immortal souls inhabiting mortal bodies, and we don't need to do anything for anyone to be granted something we already have. We can't do anything wrong because there is no such thing as a judgmental father figure scrutinizing our every thought, word, and deed. And because we are immortal spirits, we don't ever get anything done either. So there's nothing to prove and nothing to get done. There's just more fun things to create and more fun experiences to have. And that's it. That's the purpose of life. To have fun and create and have more fun creating wonderful fun things. There's nothing to prove, no one to impress. There's just fun things to do and create, and more fun things to do and create, and more fun things to do and create. And feeling is the key to know that you are on the right track. Because if you feel good, you're on track to more good feeling stuff and more good feeling things and more good feeling people coming your way. If you feel bad, Then you're heading down the proverbial dark path. So retrace your steps and get back on the yellow brick road. Easy peasy. By choosing more good feeling things and more good feeling thoughts and more good things feeling things to focus on. And allow all of your desires. Just allow all of your desires easily. Without resistance. And all of your dreams will 100% guaranteed come true. Hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, share with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this, share with your friends. Come visit me at Zakiron.com. I wish you immense fun and adventure and exciting excitement on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!